Welcome back to the book broadcast. Appreciate you taking time this morning to tune us in for a little while. I want to invite you to the house of God today, where we're members down here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and our service will begin this morning at 10 o'clock and then at 10:45 for the worship service, back at 5 o'clock for the evening service on Sunday, and then Wednesday at 7, prayer meeting time. I want to invite you to come today. We appreciate each one this morning. And that's I listen to the broadcast, and I urge you to get ready to get in the house of God this morning, get where God's people are, and worship the Lord together with them as God's man preaches to you the Word of God. I did say God's man. Amen. I appreciate God's man that brings the message and preaches the precious Word of God. Good to be saved this morning. We thank God for this time of year. I praise God for America. I'm living in America. I love America. And if I didn't love it, I'd leave it. Amen. And these that don't love it ought to leave it. And so we're just glad to be an American this morning. Appreciate our Constitution, even appreciate what our president's doing. And he don't do everything right. I've never found one that did. But he knows what he's doing. And I praise God we got one that's doing something. Amen. And so good to be here this morning, the house of God, once again to worship the Lord in the broadcast time. This morning, I want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those that are sick and shut-in this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you and be an uplift to your heart today. Speak to a number of folks that say that's about the only church they get is by listening, and I appreciate that. I know it's not like being there. I know what it is. I've been there myself, and I tell you, it's not like being in the house of God. I love to walk in the doors and hear the music and the piano playing, the organ playing, the guitars playing, and hear the choir singing and the special songs and hear the testimonies of the saints of God and the glory of the saints and the shouts and the hands that are raised to glorify the Lord. And testimonies that are given. My, what a blessing. Then the man of God mount the pulpit and pound it and preach it. Amen. And so just good to have a place to go to this morning. So you go to church today. Be found in the house of God. Want to send it out to those that are not able to go. Hope it'll be a blessing to you today. Then those that are unsaved, that you may never known what it is to go to sleep at night and put your head on your pillow, close your eyes, and not be afraid you're going to hell. I'm telling you, that's a blessing. That's a blessing to have that feeling, to know that your sins are forgiven and that you've got a home in heaven where one of these days the Lord's going to come get you and carry you home to be with Him. Going to be good to get home one day. Amen. Nothing like home. Amen. And so we're not in this world forever. Thank God. Thank God for that. But I tell you, if in this life only I had hope of Christ, I'd be of all men most miserable. But I've got hope beyond this veil of tears. There's a place beyond this veil of tears. We're going to one day. Jesus made us a promise when He stepped on that cloud and left out. He'd already told them, said, if I go away, I will come again. Receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And John chapter 10 tells us, of course, that He will come. He made a promise, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also with him. Praise God. That's what's going to make it so wonderful, to be with him in a place prepared for those that love him, those that believed him, and those that accepted him. Amen. Going to be a prepared place, a city, prepared for you, a city, praise God, that's got foundations, whose builder, the builder. Boy, it makes a difference who the builder is. Amen. Praise God for the builder of that city. Amen. Preparations. And this, and then to see the bride as a bride adorned for her husband when he comes back to get her and carry her home to a place prepared. Amen. By the builder. Praise God. He's a master builder. Amen. This is a place that won't have to be remodeled, repainted, refined, restored. No, no, no. But it's a place where we're going one of these days. That's a permanent place. And wherever Jesus is, we'll be there. Wherever he wants to take us with him, we'll go with him. Thank God. What a place. What a future for a child of God. If you don't have that hope this morning, you're missing something. You don't have that hope. You can go to sleep tonight and afraid you're going to die and go to hell. My, why don't you get saved? Why don't you come to Jesus today? Let him redeem you by his grace and wash you in his blood, fill you with his spirit, guide you with the word of God, give you a book of direction, a book of encouragement. Amen. We've got all of that. We've got all. What more could we want? We're going to a city prepared by the Lord. Amen. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. I mean, how else would a king prepare for the bride of his son? How else could we, what else could we expect as a mansion, a city made of transparent glass, gold, gold, amen. Oh, praise God. That's not my message today, but I tell you, I'm glad to be saved this morning. Good to be in the broadcast time. Amen. Get to feeling like I'm in church. And good to be in the broadcast this morning. Thank God for you that are listening. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you. And that God would encourage your heart today. Appreciate this time of year. You stand for your country. You protect your country. And you fight for your country. And I tell you, we got something to thank God for this morning. I know it's wicked. I know it's sinful. All across our land, there's wickedness and sinfulness. But it's the best place in the world to live. Amen. I wouldn't live in any other nation in this world. Amen. Thank God for America. Amen. My family fought for it. My family, I'm telling you, brother, fought for this great nation of ours, and fought to keep it a great one, and I've got one now that's in the army also that's there fighting to retain what it is. Amen. Praise God. And got something to thank God for. But most of all, I've got a Savior that's coming back to get us one of these days. Amen. He's coming. He's coming. Father, we bow your presence today, asking you, God, to bless the broadcast. Lord, would you encourage believers this morning to stay faithful to you and to stay faithful to church. Amen. Jesus died for the church and gave himself for it. And I thank you for that. I pray, help us to support the church. Help us to give to the church. Help us to participate in the church, Lord. I know it's not perfect. Never has been. Never has been. Imperfections, hypocrites. There's some everywhere. I don't care. Jesus even had a hypocrite in his own disciples. One out of 12. There was a hypocrite there. But oh, thank God for those true believers. Not going to stop me just having a hypocrite. I'm not going to let a hypocrite discourage my heart from serving the Lord. Have your way. And bless every need now. Bless, comfort the bereaved this morning. Touch them. Bless them in a special way in Jesus' name. Amen. and amen this morning. Well, we'll have some songs today, hoping to be a blessing to you. I've been sick this last week, and so I'm not too strong this morning, but I wanted to do the broadcast. Amen. I tell you, and just to have some songs that would encourage your heart this morning and lift you up. Maybe mostly singing today, a little testifying, but it's going to be based on the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 13. Amen. So we'll have some songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm glad the devil can't come. We're going somewhere. He'll not show up. He'll not show up. Praise God. And God created this earth and the devil showed up. God made heaven and the devil showed up. Amen. I'm telling you, he showed out and got thrown out. And one of these days, he'll be thrown in the lake of fire. And I say that not as, I'm not ashamed to say it. Because he deserves it. He has led many folk into hell already. He's under the judgment of God. God's already passed the sentence. He's going to hell. But I'm glad I'm going to heaven this morning. Amen. All right, you have another now. Hope be a blessing.
I wonder why the good shepherd loved me. In that pure, quiet place.
Amen. I tell you, God knew where to put us, didn't he? Nothing like grace this morning. Amen. Thank God for that. All right. Hebrews chapter 13 for a few minutes today. I know it's not long, but we want to begin a message here. Don't know we can't get through, but we want to try to talk. We've been trying to preach to you about faith out of Hebrews, and without faith, it's impossible to please him. And faith is evidence of things not seen. And so we've got faith to go in. For by grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourself, but it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so it's all by faith, amen, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy has saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's all by faith this morning. I praise God for that. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carnal, be not carried about with them with divers strange and strange doctrines. For it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought to the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore ought John, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Amen. Now, I want to continue the thought here on the thought this morning, on the thought simply of this, the promotion of our faith, the promotion of our faith. Now, he tells us some things about that here, where the Bible said how we promote our faith. Folks look at us, our conduct, our worship, how we conduct ourselves, how we carry ourselves in this world, and we promote our faith by our faith. Amen. Folks look at our lives and they know what kind of person we are. And so the promotion of our faith. We promote our faith, thank God, this morning. First of all, by honoring the man of God. By honoring the man of God. And now, of course, I'll go further than that and say this also this morning, not just by honoring God's man, but by honoring God's people, promoting our faith, how we see, how folks see that we react to others, promotes our faith. Because when they see our reaction, amen, you see, sometimes our action is not necessarily something that is offensive, but sometimes our reaction to some things that happens to us, and what that is, it promotes our faith, because the right reaction, amen, promotes the faith that God put in our hearts. And we're to show our faith by our works, what we're doing, how we conduct ourselves, how we carry ourselves, where we go, what we do, how we talk. I mean, what's our compassion, our love in this world today? And so the Bible said here that we're to remember them that have the rule over us. Amen. Remember them. And so let our conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things we have. For I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so we've got that. So remembering the men of God, the people of God, remember them that's around you, how that you react to them, how that you act toward them, will promote your faith. Amen. It'll promote your church. Are you to destroy your church? If you're conducting yourselves as a member of the church in an unorthodox way toward others, angry and wicked and violent. I'm telling you, it'll destroy the faith. And they won't believe what you are. And they'll know and see what you maybe really are, or what you have let slip into your life and take over your life and put yourself out there in a position where your faith is not seen by your works. Amen. And they're looking for something real today. I'm telling you something this morning, that the world don't know what it is to be saved until we tell them, until we show them. Now, it possesses two things. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. And so we're to tell them. We're to preach to them. We're to talk to them about the saving grace of God. But then he said, let your faith be shown by your works, what we're doing, how we're conducting ourselves. How do we act? How do we talk? Do we join in on the filthy conversation of the wicked? Amen. Like Lot did. He vexed his righteous soul with the filthy conversation of the wicked. He wasn't showing his faith. Amen. He was denying his faith, but he still had faith. Now, some of you might say, well, Lot wasn't even saved. Well, according to the Bible, he was. Amen. He vexed his righteous soul. He vexed his righteous soul by the filthy conversation of the wicked. And he got out of the city by the skin of his teeth, amen, and lost a lot of things in that city because of a lack of faith, lack of action showing his faith, because he thought it was better down there than it was with Abraham. There was a void between him and Abraham. He'd have been better off to have been with Abraham, stayed with Abraham. But instead, he cast his eyes towards Sodom. He began to look at that wicked city. Began to watch the goings on in that city. He began to be entertained with how America's being entertained today and the whole world over by the filthy conversation and the filthy pictures and all the things that are taking place in the world today. And he vexed his righteous soul. But what Lot needed to see was the fact of that he could show his faith by not going to Sodom. Amen. By staying in the house of God with Abraham. Thank God. But instead he chose to go into that wicked city. Take his family. Pull them out of the church. Like folks are doing today. Pull them out of church. No need to go into church. No need to be faithful to the church. We all would go to the lake and go somewhere this Sunday. We don't have to go to church. It's not necessary. We can pick it up at our convenience on the internet. Amen. That's happening today in our land today. And our righteous soul is being vexed by the filthy conversation of the wicked. Television. Amen. All these things. On the computer, all the things we're seeing today. And it's vexing the righteous soul of the people of God. And so, listen, and I know I've got off the subject kindly here, but I'm telling you, brother, that we need to show our faith and promote our faith and let others see our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We believe, and so thereby we speak. We believe, and thereby we act. Amen. We believe and thereby we portray what's in our hearts. For with the heart, man showeth forth what's on the inside. Amen. And comes to the outside, what's in our heart. What you put in there going to come out. Amen. Now, I'm telling you, if you're saved by the grace of God, you promote your faith by your works. You'll be faithful. You'll be godly. You'll be righteous. You'll be forgiving. Amen. You'll be able to be getting along with. And thank God it's because of our faith. Amen. Because of our faith. And so he vexed his righteous soul. Anyway, the Bible said, for we've got that faith. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he said, God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never let you alone. You promote your faith by what's on the inside. There was a time when God reached over and pulled you out of the miry pits of sin. He cleaned you up. Amen. He cleaned you out. And he put a new heart within you. Took his abode up in your life with the Holy Spirit. Put that in you. And you couldn't stay away from the house of God. You wanted to be there. You was excited about being saved by the grace of God. Oh, where's that excitement gone today? Entertainment. Amen. Oh, being drawn by the music. Being drawn by the beat. Amen. Entertainment. Jokes. Things that are going on in the world today. But where's the preaching? Amen. Where's the preaching of the Word of God? And so we show that. We portray that. We portray what's in our hearts today. I've gotten off of the subject. We're not going to preach it anyway. And so there's the portrayal of our faith. We show what's in our heart. Amen. Our works show our faith. Doing good to others. Amen. Without covetousness. The Bible said, without covetousness. Amen. And so we're to portray that. Be good to others. Be good to someone because someone has been good to you. Amen. And so the promotion of our faith is by our life and by our works. James said it well when he said, show me your faith. Show me your faith. He said, I'll show you my faith by my works. And so there's a showing, there's a show and tell. Amen, if you will. Show and tell. It tells what you are, what you're showing this morning. Does your life portray the grace of God? Did your life portray that this morning? Are you saved by grace today? Our time's gone. And I want to get you, please come in church. Come to church today. Be in the house of God this morning. He'll bless you if you will. And he'll encourage your heart if you'll come. God bless you is our prayer. Until next Sunday at the same time.